WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Rescue and recovery operations continue in Florida following Hurricane Milton. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
This crew from North Carolina had been helping in recovery there from Hurricane Helene, now on the ground in Florida.
It means a lot when you go someplace and somebody comes up to you and they say, thank you for what you do.
President Biden has promised federal help will keep flowing to Florida.
We're going to do everything we can to let you help you pick back up the pieces and get back to where you were.
The president plans to visit the storm zone Sunday. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
Aurora, Colorado welcomed former President Donald Trump yesterday.
In Aurora, multiple apartment complexes have been taken over by the savage Venezuela prison gang known as Tren de Aragua.
The city's Republican mayor also welcomed Trump into town, but for a different reason.
That narrative is not accurate.
Mayor Mike Kaufman says the crime for migrant gangs was limited despite Trump's repeated accusations about his city.
There's an advantage politically for, quite frankly, the former president to run this narrative through the November election.
CBS's Nicole Skanga with that report. Boeing says it plans to cut 10% of its global workforce amid a machinist strike. KARO-TV's Madeline Attili is at the picket line in Seattle.
Those out here on the picket line, they say this does not change their course. In fact, one employee texting me, without us, there is no Boeing.
Israel is warning residents in South Lebanon not to return home as fighting continues with Hezbollah. The BBC's Jonathan Head reports.
This warning to Israelis that they should stay away from army bases in northern cities may be intended to remind them and Hezbollah supporters that it still has the capacity to inflict significant damage. It echoes Israeli accusations against Hezbollah that it conceals its fighters and weapons in civilian areas. Hezbollah also warned that Israel had seen only a few of its strikes yet, a reference to the tens of thousands of rockets and missiles it's believed to have stockpiled.
The Los Angeles Dodgers took down the San Diego Padres to advance to the National League Championships. CBS's Lauren Posen.
This was the outcome Dodgers fans wanted to see happen. They came here, they entered the stadium with butterflies and left with big smiles on their faces after the huge win.
How was it?
It was great, and it was my very first game, so it was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great, it was great. I knew we were going to win. We're the Dodgers, we're the best team. We're going all the way. Yeah, baby, yeah!
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
December 12th, 2024. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown. I'm joined by the mighty Max Martinson on the board. How are you, Max?
Well, it was a little slow getting out of bed this morning, but we're here. It's early.
But you made it.
Sun's starting to come out, so.
So glad you're here. And Max and I are coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in downtown, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And speaking of suffragettes, we obviously have a big election coming up in November, perhaps the most important in the history of our great nation, where so much hangs on the balance. And to talk about that at a local level, I have my fellow alumnus from the Waukesha Common Council, former 4th District Alderman?
Yes.
4th District Alderman Tim Nekich, also a proud Vietnam veteran and still very involved in Veterans Affairs, is... as well as very active, you were active over the years in the Democratic Party and even ran for some different, you ran for mayor at one time, I guess, against Carl Lombardi, I believe. So,
yeah.
But and continues to be involved. You're an election judge currently, right?
Yes.
Great. So, you know, Tim's going to talk about the importance of voting and making a plan to vote, as well as he's got a vote shirt on here. So, we're going to talk about some of these local elections and what to look for in the candidates. And really looking forward to that discussion. It's also day one of Waukesha Unlocked, and WAUK will be participating for one day only. That's today. So be sure to stop by after 10 a.m. We'll be providing and Jane Matineer from Matineer on Air will be on hand here with us. So always glad to have Jane here. Jane was very active in our farmer's market this summer, and really glad for that support. And it was really rewarding for Jane, too, to meet face-to-face with so many people that listened to her show, that listened to the other WAUK and Civic media programs, and really get some great feedback from listeners, current and potential. So really glad that that Jane will be here today. And before we begin with Tim, we have had a quick water break there. Some high school football scores. Perhaps the biggest shock in the Parkland Conference was that Catholic Memorial High School, the Mighty Crusaders, lost 27-0 to conference rivals Tosa East, the Red Raiders. So congrats to the Red Raiders on a convincing victory. That's the Crusaders' first conference loss, their second of the season. Waukesha West lost to McGuanago 49-14. So they're still searching, I believe, for their first conference win in the Classic Eight. And then coming back to the Parkland, New Berlin West beat Tosa West 14-0. So the Vikings having a great season again. And then last we heard in the fourth quarter, I didn't get a final score, but the North Stars of Waukesha North were losing to New Berlin Eisenhower 27-17. And then, of course, the biggest news for us in Blackshirt Nation is that our beloved Waukesha South beat West Allis Central 41-12 thanks to 21 special team points. That really did the trick. Two punt return touchdowns by senior Zayas DeWalt, the general. And Richard Leckie scored on a blocked punt recovery. Leckie also scored the game's first touchdown on a 30-plus yard bomb from backup quarterback Cooper Wiltz, who's been starting the past two games for the injured Jordan Garcia. And Wiltz got to return to his running back position late in the game as Jordan Garcia made a late game entrance there. And so it looks like he's close to full recovery. And so Cooper Wiltz got to score on the ground too. So congrats to South on their first ever win in the Parkland Conference in their new conference. So before the game last night, there was a minute of silence for Isaiah Balderas, 20 years old, from the Waukesha class of 22, who died unexpectedly on October 5th. And just wanted to send out our hearts and prayers to Isaiah's family and friends and those in the Black Shirt Nation that knew Isaiah well. Excuse me. So it's been a tough year for South as we also remember senior Brady Caproon who lost his life over Labor Day weekend and was remembered before one of the South games in a minute of silence. So the future of Black Shirt football will be on display this morning at 9 a.m. following this show in a battle of undefeateds as the 8th grade Black Shirts take on the 8th grade Pirates of Pewaukee. So good luck to Coach Justin Ben Dixon and his boys today. I saw Justin during halftime at the game last night and was very optimistic about today's game. So there's basically 8 weapons on offense that they can turn to. So it should be pretty exciting. So you can't just key on one player against this this very dangerous Black Shirt 8th grade offense. So good luck to them today. And Justin also shared a little tidbit. You know, we were talking to Carrie Schulte, a proud Iowa State alumnus. And she earlier in the summer, she'd met Milan Momcilovic, the star basket. He had a great freshman year for Iowa State last year. Iowa State's ranked number 2 for basketball going into the season. And Justin informed us that Milan actually was, before moving to Pewaukee, lived in the Predominant Park neighborhood and was friends with Justin's sons. And so yeah, we can claim him as our own, another great young man from the Banting Predominant Park neighbor. So I thought that was pretty neat. So, but anyway, on to the big, and don't forget, throughout the show, we will be previewing some of the 50-plus attractions during Waukesha Unlocked. And I'm particularly interested in this All Writers Workplace and Workshop taking place at 234 Brook Street. There will actually be some guided tours of residential areas, creating writing activities, evaluation, and prompts from All Writers instructors and students' clients present to speak about their experience writing and publishing books. So that one is of great interest to me, an aspiring writer or someone that writes for a living. So, but we'll return to Waukesha Unlocked in a moment. Now, Tim, you've got the mic. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Now, Tim, you were at a high school football game last night, at least for the very beginning. Tell us about that experience.
Well, yesterday I had the high honor of being in the Arrowhead Union High School homecoming parade representing the veterans community. I happen to have 3 grandchildren in Arrowhead, and it was just a fantastic experience. Anytime you get the chance to have kids ask you questions or talk to you or that kind of thing, it was a fantastic event. I'd like to thank Arrowhead for the opportunity, and I'd like to thank the city of Heartland for their fantastic turnout. It was fun doing a homecoming parade through the streets of your community. That was really a blast. So thanks again, Heartland. Thanks again, Arrowhead.
Neat. Thanks for sharing that too. And we're going to talk more about in the second segment, we talk about acting locally, thinking globally. Tim and I, we're going to talk about civic duties. So, but we got some elections coming. Obviously there's the big one, but we want to skip to the local elections. And I guess a good place to start would be the state assembly seat representing most of Waukesha with incumbent Scott Allen against the Democratic nominee Kevin Riley, who everyone's familiar with the Riley name in Waukesha. Kevin's the brother of current mayor, three-term mayor Sean Riley. What are your thoughts on that election, Tim?
Well, I don't think personally that, well, Mr. Allen, Representative Allen, is a very nice gentleman, has a great family. I don't think he's done a good job representing his constituents, especially here in the city of Waukesha. I know we're in a very partisan time, but it seems like the only focus lately is the gotcha game, and it seems like the other party is doing that gotcha all the time. As an election official here in Waukesha, I find it disingenuous that you blame the administrator for the actions of the commission. And that goes back over the ballot drop boxes and things like that. And as a former elected myself at the local level, change is good. Sometimes you can be in a place too long and you forget the focus of why you went there to begin with. And so the voters ultimately make that decision, but it's probably time for a change in that assembly district seat.
Yep. And sorry to interrupt. I forgot to mention to my guest in the second hour is Katie Green of nearby Healing Hearts of Southeast Wisconsin. And Katie will be talking about their big bowling fundraiser taking place a week from tomorrow, next Sunday. So looking forward to having Katie on in the second hour. So, but again, back with Tim Nekich. How are we doing on time, Maxie? I missed that. 2 minutes. Okay. So now what's interesting about this race and what makes it good theater is that because of the fair maps, this district has been changed to where it's somewhere in the neighborhood of over 40% of the district has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So incumbent Assemblyman Allen is pretty much kind of, even though he's the incumbent, he's kind of running as a new candidate or a first time candidate.
Correct.
For many of these new neighbors. And how do you think the outlook in terms of this election with this? Do you think Allen will have enough votes to continue on, or do you think with the change in the demographics,
the change
could favor Riley?
The change may favor Riley in a large way because it's a more competitive district. It wasn't competitive before. When something isn't competitive, it tends to lock something in that sometimes gets old and doesn't listen.
Sounds good. All right. We're going to continue this conversation with former Alderman Tim Nekich and election judge and so much more. And we'll be acting locally, thinking globally here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK on this opening day of Waukesha Unlocked. I had my family to fall back on. Get it up. Share it out, yeah. Help you can. I know that you can. Talk about it. Oh, give it up. Share it out.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK. It's covered with news and water. The world is waiting for the sun rising.
My heart is calling you. You're listening to WAUK, This Week in Waukesha, at WAUK. Or as I like to call it, This Week on WAUK and on 5:40 a.m. But you can also listen to us on the Civic Media app if you haven't already. It's so easy to download from your smartphone, and that way you can take all the great shows on WAUK and Civic Media with you anywhere you go. And, of course, that was Waukesha's favorite son, Les Paul, with wife Mary Ford, and the world is waiting for the sunrise. It looks like the sun is finally peeking its way out as we have to wait later in the morning with the changing season for the sun to come out. But it's as beautiful as ever, especially as we're going into Waukesha Unlocked. And we're taking a moment here to act locally, think globally. And this comes in from Waukesha resident and the city clerk of New Berlin, Rubina Medina. She posted this on LinkedIn, and it was from yesterday, Election Fun Fact Friday. And the myth is that if you don't have photo ID, you won't be able to vote. The fact is, while you do need a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin, if you don't have one, you can get a free Wisconsin state ID specifically for voting purposes. Just visit your local DMV office and ask for a free ID for voting. Don't let not having an ID stop you from voting. So Wisconsin makes sure there's a way. Wisconsin makes sure that there's a way for everyone to participate. So, and any questions for that, you're welcome to call our own city clerk's office and or the city clerk wherever you live. And I know that the in-person voting, when does that open up? October 19th?
Yes.
Somewhere in there, which I think is a Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So the city clerk's office will be open on that Saturday for in-person voting?
Well, the clerk's office, city hall in general, and
okay,
for 2 weeks prior to the election.
Sure. Sure. Yep. And it goes from the normal hours, which I think are 8 to 4:30. And then on the Friday before the November 5th election, they stay open an hour later till 5:30. And
correct.
That's my preferred way of voting. That way you're not waiting in lines on election day or missing out if you're coming home, you know, coming after work. You can go in person and kind of make your own time, make a plan. And that way you're not under that, that pressure. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah. On election day, it's likely to be very busy, but every one of the election clerks and chiefs in the city of Waukesha are here to make your experience comfortable and
they always
get you in and out as fast as possible. That's our job. That's what we're there for. And we'll help in whatever way we can.
And they make sure your vote is counted. So, and again, voting is so important, especially in this, and being informed too. And I encourage everyone to check out the other civic media programming where they're obviously talking about elections and a lot of good points are being raised. In particular, the Maggie Dawn show yesterday, she had Professor Heather Cox Richardson, also a prolific Substack creator. And Tim, you said you get her, her articles.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about how history informs the present. And in particular, the subject of tariffs, which the former president, Republican candidate Donald Trump has mentioned wanting to bring those back. And when you look at history, what Heather Cox Richardson had mentioned on Maggie's show was that tariffs back in the day, and it might have been in the time of Woodrow Wilson or maybe even during the 20s, was really an opportunity for domestic companies to jack up the prices because there was no foreign competition. And those prices, you know, that cost is carried on back to us, the consumer. So it's important to be informed about that. You know, regardless of party, that's not something that should stand or something you should be more aware of. And then the second guest on Maggie's show was, where is her name? Oh, yes. Fatima Goss Graves, the president and CEO of the National Women's Law Center. And this was on the prevailing disparities, especially in compensation, salaries, that is, or wages that impact women to this present day. And so, you know, you can catch, if you go to WAUK Radio and you click on shows, you can check out the podcast pages for all of these programs. And it is worth a listen to go back to yesterday's show with Maggie Dawn if you haven't already. A lot of great learning opportunities to inform your election choices. Also, too, at a local level, Terry Thieme, county supervisor, my predecessor on the city council, was on my show to talk about a proposed county tax in Waukesha, a sales tax, excuse me, which was rare. And so same thing. If you go, I believe it's civicmedia.us /this-week-in-Waukesha. That's my podcast page where you can check out all the previous shows. And we really, I was really honored to have some terrific guests throughout the past few months, some historic podcasts that I believe that people will look back on. And so same thing, make available, take advantage of the great information that's available to you, not only in our network, but on other networks. And this reminds me too, Max, I'm going to put you on the spot. I have a guest on my November 2nd show, someone that Max works with closely, Aiden West. Is it PBS Milwaukee, Max?
We work with PBS Milwaukee, but technically it's MATC.
MATC. And what are the programs he's going to talk about?
The television production program and potentially the e-production. Well, it's now considered the digital content creation program. It was recently had a name change this past semester.
Sure. And he's also going to talk about that that Letters to Santa initiative.
Yeah, it's one of the longest running shows that's aired on Milwaukee PBS. It's been airing for at least over 50 years that we know of, since they switched to the how PBS organizes their files, which is known as NOLA codes. So this will be at least the 51st season.
Nice. That's great. And it's great that they're continuing that. So we're really looking forward to that show. And then we got about 2 minutes. Is that right, Max? So we want to give Tim a chance to weigh in on something we were discussing off air, is that you don't teach civics as much or social studies in our schools, which, again, has been a natural informant for us in helping us guide our voting choices. Go ahead, Tim.
If we don't teach civics or history or anything in our educational programs, you take an important chunk out of what it means to be a citizen, especially in the United States of America. You have to have a basic understanding of the three branches of government and how they respond to each other and why the bureaucracy is so important to the continuation of the changeover in power every 4 years at the presidential level and so on. It's really generally important. I'm a product of just a public school education and also a trade education. Spent a 5-year apprenticeship in printing at MATC, by the
way. Nice. There you go, Max. Fellow alumnus. You can do the secret handshake. So, yeah, that's terrific. And I'm going to weigh in on this more, too, because I think there's, as someone that social studies history was where I excelled at in school and really kind of fueled me, my learning. And, you know, not to know what happened before you were born is to be forever a child. That was Cicero. But anyway, we're going to continue this conversation on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every little rosebud is covered.
A new choice, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Milton is now blamed for at least 17 deaths in Florida. Danielle McMasters rode out the storm in West Palm Beach with her husband and two daughters.
My first instinct was fear, but her first instinct was faith. And so when she said, pray, mommy, pray, I knew. I said, God is going to protect us.
Former President Donald Trump is requesting military aircraft to escort him during the final weeks of the presidential campaign. CBS's Nicole Killian reports.
In a statement, the Secret Service reiterated Trump is receiving the highest levels of protection and will remain vigilant, while President Biden said he's authorized extra security.
Boeing has announced plans to cut 10% of its workforce as the machinist strike continues.
Boeing already held nearly $58 million in debt this summer. Now a new S&P Global report estimates the company is losing more than $1 billion a month from the strike.
KIRO's Madeline Attili in Seattle. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks getting ready to host the Chicago Bulls Monday night. Milwaukee still looking for their first win in the preseason. They're 0-2. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers playing at Rutgers today. We'll have a recap of the game coming up tonight. NFL, Packers placing tight end Luke Musgrave on injured reserve. He'll be out at least 4 weeks due to an ankle injury. The Packers hosting the Cardinals tomorrow. And wide receiver Romeo Doubs spoke to reporters for the first time since he was suspended last weekend for one game. Doubs did not want to go into details, but said it was a personal struggle. Has he been in contact with his family?
Yes, I got the family together again. I said there were some things going on off the field. So as far as just the organization, staff, players, there's nothing going on. So I just want to make myself clear there. But again, if you're just talking about the moment, I'm just thankful that I'm still here. It's a great staff, great players, great support. So
that's Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm this evening. We'll see a high near 61 today. For tonight, showers and storms, lows around 52. Showers are likely on Sunday with a high near 62. It will be breezy out of the west, up to 25 miles per hour.
Currently, 53 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the group Veterans for Responsible Leadership weighs in on what vets should be thinking about before casting a ballot next month.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good? Someday, soon, is gonna be one day. Anybody here seen my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw him walking up over the hill. Abraham and Martin.
Hey, you're listening to This Week in Waukesha on this beautiful Saturday morning, October 12th. And that was Dion with Abraham Martin and John, an ode to four Americans martyred in the cause for freedom. And that last segment there was an ode to Robert Kennedy. And, of course, this week we remember Ethel Kennedy, who passed away at the age of 96, the widow of Robert Kennedy, who after his death continued an active life of advocacy and service. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, that last song, since I was a sophomore in high school when JFK was assassinated, and a Vietnam veteran and a draftee. And when that song first came out, it tugs at those, that idealism that we should feel as Americans.
Yeah. Yep.
And that kind of thing. And it should serve as a reminder that there are all kinds of things going on in this country. And when somebody's got the courage to stand up and make a change,
yeah,
it makes a difference.
It really does.
So I love that song.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I love Dion too. So, but yeah, you know, obviously thoughts go out to, the family. I know her husband's turning over in his grave with what Robert Kennedy Jr. was doing. That's a different story altogether, but
you don't,
very bizarre.
Your children are their own persons, yep, or their own people.
Yeah.
When they leave the nest.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I suppose that's true. So, but, you know, returning to these elections, and I know you wanted to talk about the congressional race with incumbent Scott Fitzgerald for our 5th district here, congressional district. And the challenger who was on this show back in, I believe, in June, Ben Steinhoff. What do you think about Ben's campaign and his candidacy so far?
Well, because these districts now in Wisconsin are more competitive, I would hope that the grip that that other party has had on this particular congressional district would be weakened somewhat. And if you believe what you read in the papers, the Wow County surrounding Milwaukee have changed tremendously and are continuing to change. That could have an effect on this upcoming congressional election. Again, I'm an old guy, so I go back to the day when the city of Waukesha was in the 4th congressional district and Jerry Klitschko was the congressman out of Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah. We also have some interesting state Senate races. Speaking of Waukesha County, Jody Habish Sinekin for District 8 out of Menominee Falls. And she came very close in her last attempt. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think she has a good chance of beating incumbent Dewey Strobel. What are your thoughts?
Out of all of the races, she probably does have the best chance because she's been out there and she's been doing it. And that's not to say none of them have not been out there. Everybody's working hard. You have to work hard when you're taking on that kind of challenge to represent a group of people in the state house or in Congress or in the city.
Sure, sure. And then here in our here closer to home in District 28, which covers Big Bend, Maguanago, Muskego, New Berlin, Vernon, and Waukesha, we have Megan Locke taking on incumbent Julian Bradley. And that, how do you think that one will turn out?
I don't have a good answer. I would hope, again, that these districts have become more competitive so that they represent everybody that lives in the district. And that makes the level of participation is what's going to make a difference.
Sure.
There's a chance in all of these races that we're talking about that they could be turned over this year.
Sure. Well, you know, and that's the thing. That's the big question is, because, you know, Megan was also on this show around the same time Ben Steinhoff was, and has a pretty progressive agenda. I know, like, again, as we mentioned, a lot of women's issues are under attack in this election. But this Julian Hart, how do I say, Julian Bradley, who I don't know much about, is his strategy to tie his horse to the Trump campaign or to be his own person and espouse Republican values?
I would think that you have to define what Republican values are these days. I don't think, given my experience in the city of Waukesha and the Republicans that I know and love, that I worked with or campaigned against or whatever, those values just don't exist anymore. And that's unfortunate in my book.
Sure, sure. Yeah, but, you know, again, as someone that was raised in a Republican family and in a largely Republican community where Jack Kemp was my congressman, it's hard for me to accept that all that's gone away, especially when you look at, like, groups like the Lincoln Project and the Patriotic Millionaires, who consist of very wealthy Republicans that see a better way or back to that traditional way. Whereas I know, like, Bill Maher commented on it that they were, you know, traditionally they were the Republicans were the nice old white guys that looked after your money, but still had, you know, a social conscience. And, you know, I'd like to believe that that's still there. And unfortunately, politics, especially in our current two-party system, is very much a cult of personality.
Mm-hmm. Where, it is.
You know, if you put on a good show.
Yeah, it can, is. But again, if
we're not teaching social studies in our schools anymore, right. You know, it's like.
If we get back to the civility of an election, okay, I did serve as chairman of the Waukesha County Democratic Party back in the 80s. And I met a person that I really, really had a lot of respect for. That was Don Taylor at Waukesha State Bank. He was chairman of the Republican Party, Waukesha County, for a long, long time. Once we met, we did debates at Butler Middle School as part of the curriculum at Waukesha North High School and things like that. But we always had cordial conversations. We were always both concerned about the community we lived in, and we could exchange ideas freely. We don't do that anymore. We're not two opposing camps.
Sure.
We're all Americans.
Yep.
We're all Waukeshans. We're all Wisconsinites, you know? Let's get back to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, let's take a quick powder here and talk about Waukesha Unlocked. And Tim and I had our sights on exhibitor number 45, Urethane Systems Plus at 810 A Progressive Avenue. Now, I wanted to tour as many of these manufacturers as I could because Waukesha has a great manufacturing tradition. We have obviously have a great tradition of inventors and innovation. We, of course, you look no further than Les Paul, but what is your interest in Urethane Systems?
They make the bases for Major League Baseball. And they've done a clamping system. And the owner of the company is born and raised here in this town. And he took an idea and he ran with it. And he's doing something really successful. Go see number 45, Urethane Systems Plus. I think you'll enjoy that experience.
I like that. Yeah, and if you like a little history, be sure to check out Club 400 on 322 William Street.
Oh, absolutely, Les Paul.
Les Paul, yep. 15-minute guided tours every hour. Children will receive a kitty cocktail and can participate in a scavenger hunt coloring activity. So it's so great to see what the new ownership has done over there.
You live in Waukesha. You know, Don, you live in Waukesha.
Yeah.
And you drive by all of these beautiful churches with these steeples and stuff like that. This is the perfect opportunity to explore the inside of all of those different faith denominations.
Yeah,
and
there's
everything.
That historic Waukesha Parish Tour that's part of this.
Yeah.
And you can begin the tour at any of the participating parishes. So, and I see there's like 9 of them. So, mm-hmm. Is there someone at the, I think, is, can you see if Katie's at the door there? Or no? No one's there yet? Okay. Good deal. I know our next guest will be here any minute. So, but how are we doing on time there, Maxie? Okay. Well, we got plenty of time, 5 minutes here. Let's go back to the, we'll return to Waukesha Unlocked. Let's go back to the elections. With the state assembly, you have Robin Vining, a Democrat out of District 13, which is Brookfield Elm Grove, and her challenger is Tom Mikulski, a Republican. What do you know about that one?
Very little in that particular case. It's kind of out of my wheelhouse, even though it's next door.
Yeah. Well, it surprised me that, you have a Democrat representing Brookfield and Elm Grove. You figured that's
would've, strange.
It's
yes.
a very red area. So it must speak to, what Vining's done. And that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Constituent services. If you've got great constituent services, people will vote on the other ledger. They will vote even if they are from a different party.
Both you and I as former electeds understand very well what constituent services are.
Yeah.
And we know how that affects. I can remember walking the 4th district back in the day and a Saturday just to knock and say hi and how's things going. Occasionally you get a door slammed in your face and maybe it was deserved, but a day or so later they call you because they had a concern and they needed you. So it's all about how you serve those people, whether you're here in town or in the state.
And I think that's been one of the knocks about the Common Council in recent years is that they act more like a board of directors and not like a legislative body elected by their peers.
There's always been talk, especially in the city of Waukesha, that we got too many aldermen. But people need to understand that that brings the diversity of the community to City Hall.
It sure does.
And if you don't have that diversity, ideas don't rise to the surface and neither do concerns.
You know, and I've been remiss in saying this, that I wanted to give a big shout out to Cassie Alderman, the longtime District 3, Cassie Rodriguez, excuse me, the longtime District 3 Alder who recently announced her resignation to focus on an exciting new career opportunity. And, you know, Cassie served her district very well and obviously very representative of our city's diversity. And so, you know, that's an open seat. And if you're in District 3, find out, you know, you just call the city to get an application. I don't know if the deadline's passed, but I know the council, I think they're voting on it at the next election coming up.
Yeah.
So, but we wish Cassie well, and we encourage
absolutely
everybody.
The best way to learn about your community is run for an aldermanic seat or serve on a board or commission. Send your resume to the mayor's office. Be considered to serve on a commission or a board that you might be interested in.
That sounds good. Now, we have the other state election that impacts us is District 15, which is Brookfield, Pewaukee. And I believe that's still in our little corner there of Waukesha and Banting, Freedman Park, that a sliver that is covered by that's incumbent Adam Nealon, who's been there for a long time. And Sarah Harrison is challenging for that spot on the Democratic side. And again, Pewaukee is the heart of that district, Pewaukee and Brookfield. And so it's, you know, I hate to say it, it looks like, you know, Nealon may pull that off, but, you know, Sarah has been a real champion for a lot of local issues, for schools, for kids, for women. And this is probably her third race. So she's very seasoned that way. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I guess my advice is if you're an incumbent, don't rest on your laurels, okay? Because you got to get out there and work as hard as that challenger. And if you want the job, you got to work for it. You got to get out there, knock on doors, and talk to people. And if you're an incumbent, just don't think because you've been there for a long time that that's going to be a forever job.
We're going to talk more about the elections and why you should vote, as well as some more attractions for Waukesha Unlocked opening up today, and WAK will be a part of it. And Katie Green has just arrived from Healing Hearts. She'll be on in the second hour to talk about their big fundraiser next Sunday here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, 5:40 a.m.
Didn't you love the things that they said? Didn't they try to find some...
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape in home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless.
We're back on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, 5:40 a.m. in the Civic Media app. And that, of course, is another favorite from Simon and Garfunkel. And I put that on because today is homecoming for many schools and for Waukesha South in particular. They announced their court last night at halftime of South's big victory over West Dallas Central. And we wish everyone, all the youngsters, a safe and enjoyable homecoming dance tonight. So exciting for me. It's our youngest. It's her first homecoming. So we're really looking forward to that. And one thing Tim will appreciate, one of the emails I get is from my good friend Elliot Eisenberg, the bow tie economist. And he's loving labor because, and he says, wow, 254,000 net new September jobs. Upward revisions of 72,000 to July and August. A decline in the unemployment rate from 4.2 to 4.1%. No decline in the labor force participation rate. A rise in wages and much more. Pretty strong report with non-farm payrolls currently the most important Fed data point. A 50 BPS cut in the Fed funds rate in early November is off the table. So recession likelihood ticks down. So
good news, good news, you know, there's ups and downs in everybody's lives. There's ups and downs in the life of this country, and we're on a good rebound right now. Everything changes, and there's all kinds of reasons. I'm not a teenager anymore. I'm not paying 15 cents a gallon for gas, but I'm doing fine, and it's there, and it's better.
It sure is. So, Tim, here, I know because you got to go to work in a few minutes. What tips do you have for people for making a plan to get out and vote?
Well, number one, just take the time and do it. Those polls in the city are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you need something, if there's an issue where you can't get out of your vehicle, you can call the city. We do curbside voting. We'll come out to the curb. I've been out in rainstorms plenty of times, aiding voters, that kind of thing. This is important. It's your job as a citizen to vote. And I don't want to be preachy, but that's the way I was raised. That's what was taught in school. That's your job. Yeah. Nothing changes unless you do your job, and voting is the most important job you have as a citizen.
And early voting starts on October 19th.
Yeah. 2 weeks out.
It'd be after you let you know, but yeah. October 19th. And, you know, with today being Waukesha Unlocked, it may be a good idea for you to make sure you stop by City Hall at 201 Delfield Street so you know exactly where you can go to early vote. And while you're there, there'll be guided tours. You start in the City Hall lobby, and then you check out the Waukesha Resiliency Center Art and Luminaries, the Spring City Garden Club Music Garlic Bulb Giveaway, and that's from 11 to 1 while supplies asked. And then they also have, I think there's like a contest they have where they give you a card. Oh, Unlocked Bingo. They give you a card, and it provides a list of tasks to complete while exploring Waukesha during Waukesha Unlocked. You pick up the bingo card at Waukesha City Hall headquarters, and then you complete 5 in a row and bring back the card to Unlocked headquarters by 4 p.m. on Sunday, October 13th, 2024, to win a prize. Remember, this is going on tomorrow, so whatever you can't hit today, you can hit tomorrow. Go ahead, Tim.
Don't forget. One on here that I'm going to make an effort to, the Waukesha Civic Theater. What an asset that is to our community.
Yep.
The new building, the Stiza addition, and everything that goes on. My goodness, to have that in our downtown area and this community, it's fantastic. If you have never, do it. One other thing I'd like to mention as a pet owner, as a dog. A couple of years ago, I adopted a little girl from Hawes.
Nice.
Because of the disasters around the country, Hawes is bringing new animals that need homes into our community.
Thanks for making that point, Tim. Yeah.
Don't, if you're looking for an addition to your family, pure breeds are fine, but the best dogs in the world, the best cats in the world are those rescues. They know right away, they appreciate what's happened.
Yeah. You know, Tim, you made another good point, too, here on the itineraries. You can check out the City of Waukesha's booster pumping station at 210 East Broadway.
Absolutely.
From 11 to 1. And the City of Waukesha Clean Water Plant on 600 Century Drive to learn more about the historic transformation to Lake Michigan water.
If you were concerned about what the City of Waukesha did getting involved with getting Lake Michigan water, go visit that clean water plant. It'll be an education. It's something you need to know about as a citizen.
You got it. And then, you know, if you get thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a couple of the breweries will be participating. I know I thought I saw Ray's Grain, I believe, is on here somewhere.
Yes.
Along with the North Pillar Brewing Company, just from the bottom of the hill from City Hall there, is worth checking out as well. And then, the other companies too. You know, check out Husco, check out Eaton Corporation.
And one other thing you might want to check, if you've lived in the city for a while and if you're brand new, go check out the Ethnos 360 Bible Institute at 915 North Hartwell. That's a historic building. That was a veterans hospital back in the day. A veterans hospital.
No way.
One of the first in the area.
Yeah. Hey, and I stand corrected. The breweries will be open, or their part of Watch Unlock takes place tomorrow on Sunday. So good place to watch the Packers game, I would think, at one of those two venues. But check them both out, North Pillar and Ray's Grain. Also, Metal Tech International will also be open both days at 905 East South Paul Avenue. They employ quite a few people here from Waukesha.
A last shout out. If you've lived in the city for a while, or if you're brand new to the city and you're always looking for a venue to rent, check out places like the EV Shirts building or the Rotary building, all these park properties that you can rent for various occasions.
Yep. We sure do. We did for our daughter's birthday a few years back. But Tim Nekich, former alderman, Vietnam veteran, election judge, and just all around great guy. Thanks so much for joining us. I know you have to go to work. Thank you for your service in so many different ways, and enjoy this beautiful Saturday.
Thank you so much, Don. Thank you for the opportunity to share some of your time.
Stick around for the second hour. Katie Green from Healing Hearts is next here on This Week in Waukesha on WUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app.
Mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping home.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Nick Ramos, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, will talk about Christian nationalism's unholy war on democracy, plus an update on Wausau Mayor Doug Denny.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.